Both Mike Naughton and Matthew Wolfenden were sent off as United moved into the playoff positions with a 3-1 win over Worksop Town in front of a bumper crowd of 2,873 on Youth United Day. Again, United started brightly, attacking from the off, and the wing play of Johnson and Rocker seemed to be the main areas where United would be able to trouble the Worksop defence. The opening goal did come after some beautiful one-touch football, so United moved from defence to goal in just 4 touches. Lee Neville played the ball into Wolfenden's feet just inside the Worksop half, who then played the ball out to Johnson on the left, who put a first-time cross onto Norton's head to put United a goal up with just 16 minutes on the clock.
Chested down there by Stott, plays a simple ball across now to Lee Neville. Neville's got Johnson,
good
but he
ball,
uses the
good ball. Oh, great outside football. Go on, Johnson.
Johnson first time ball to defenders. Great ball. And he goes! What a textbook goal! Quality football from start to finish. What a lovely bit of delivery there. FC United totally undone. The Worksop Town defence with 5 precision passes. Michael Norton up high, heads the ball down to the bottom corner. On 17 minutes, FC United take the lead by a goal to nil.
United then moved to control the game without being overly dominant, but Matthew Wolfenden did double United's lead just after the half-hour mark, heading home a Carlos Rocker cross from the right at the far post.
But they're giving the ball away, and Carlos Rocker come away with it now. Rocker goes beyond one, goes beyond two. He's only got Wolfenden up for company. It's a great ball to Wolfenden. Should be a goal! Yeah. It is a goal! Exactly that! Carlos Rocker with a delightful chip. There was only one man to aim for. That was Matthew Wolfenden. Nose really high, to be honest, and I thought the chance had gone, and on the way down the ball came, he headed it to the bottom left hand corner. Allah, Michael Norton for the first, and FC United on 35 minutes find themselves 2 goals to the good, both goals coming from the wings, playing the way that FC United should do, and the fans go absolutely crazy.
The next 10 minutes looked to be where United did their best to make the job as difficult as they could. Firstly, Owen Warlow headed past James Spencer with 5 minutes left of the opening half to put Worksop back in contention after never really being in the first half.
Have to be careful, they left one man up only and there's
a
break on here
now. Go on, John.
And if he plays the ball rightly, the number 8, Beeson, and he's chips it across, it should be an equaliser, and it is exactly that.
Well, it's not an equaliser, but they have pulled one back.
Then a challenge in front of the dugout saw Mike Naughton come together with a member of the Worksop coaching staff. After the challenge and after much deliberation with his assistant, referee Chris Akers decided Naughton had done enough to be dismissed. So United went into the break a man down and only one goal up after they had controlled the lion's share of the first period.
Well, it's a long deliberation and he has sent him off.
Yeah. So they're going to miss some light.
But thinking, is it the substitute? I mean, he looks like it because he's got full kit on, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So the sub's been sent off. Exactly. Oh, and Carlos Rocker's been sent off. Oh, Michael Norton's been sent off. Hold on. I don't know what's going on now, but Michael Norton's certainly been sent off.
Sensing a way back into the game, Worksop took off their right back and introduced forward Jamie Jackson in a move which signalled their intent to get something from the game. But United looked the better team again, despite the man disadvantage, and moved 3-1 up after a corner into the box found Lee Neville, who kind of fluffed his volley but saw it go in the net off the post.
Can't afford to leave 2 men there. Towards the back box it goes. Stock heads a header. Lee Neville, first time shot!
Oh.
Yeah! Can you believe it? Everybody stopped. The entire Worksop team stopped as well, and he's hit the inside of the bar, and it's trickled in, and it's his 5th goal for FC United. 2 in a week, FC United 3, Worksop Town 1.
The game continued in the same vein, with Worksop sensing their opportunity had gone. But the drama was not over, as Akers was again summoned by his assistant, who had seen something off the ball, and Matthew Wolfenden was given his marching orders.
Got a break in play again, and this is an elbow. The referee is being spoken to by the assistant, and apparently there's an elbow being seen, and that's what he's talking about. And the referee's now saying Matthew Wolfenden is being brought over, is he? I don't know what's going on here.
It was considered serious enough for the liner to keep flagging.
Red card. Matthew Wolfenden's been sent off now. Matthew Wolfenden said it wasn't me.
United picked up another 3 points, and thanks to Hednesford going down 5-1 at Chorley, the Reds moved into a playoff place on goal difference. But United now face the possibility of being without Naughton and Wolfenden for 3 games at the business end of the season. Next stop, Whitby, as United look to cement their position in the playoff places.